I call it Samite music. I think way when I'm gone, they call it Samite style of music. But it's basically African-based music, but with all the influences of all the places I've been.
Samite was born and raised in Uganda, where his grandfather taught him to play the traditional flute. When he was 12 years old, a music teacher placed a Western flute in his hands, setting him on his way to becoming one of East Africa's most acclaimed flautists. He performed to audiences throughout Uganda until 1982, when he was forced to flee Kenya as a political refugee. So how did you get started with music after settling in the U.S.?
I basically just started working on music, my own music, and recording my own songs for a while just for myself. And eventually it was heard by a manager who managed a group called Ladysmith Black Mambazo, a group from South Africa. And I was invited to New York City, and I met the manager, and I met Paul Simon and other people. And that was the beginning of my career in the U.S.
Samite's music career has given him opportunities away from center stage. He's used his love for music to start a nonprofit.
Musicians for World Harmony, yes, it's called. It's expanded from helping out with orphans and child soldiers in Africa to seniors in the U.S. and people with dementia. All of, yeah, so we work with a lot of different people who are going through difficult times, people who are distressed. We found that we can help them sing again. So we help people sing again. In Africa, we work with orphans from AIDS, and also with child soldiers and women that are raped in Congo and different places.
So besides storytelling and healing music, what else can the audience expect at your upcoming performance in Managua at the Campanile Center for the Arts?
For the time that they'll be listening to the music, I think their spirits will be uplifted. The music is very uplifting, and I think there's an overall feeling at the end of the concert where people feel like they come to the end, talk to me to share their stories, because I tell little stories between my concerts, and a lot of people say I can relate to that. So that's usually what happens at the end of the concert. And they will also dance.